Hey there, adventurers. Get those headphones adjusted, immerse yourself in fantasy, and roll the intro. Intro, it's your turn.
Well, still locked inside, so still hands in the pocket. I'll just face palm and look at Valendrian and it's just like, god damn it.
Kronos, it's your turn.
I see the lock getting higher, and I keep thinking to myself, it looks pliable, so I give it some more push.
Okay. Yeah, you punch like right in the middle back where the lock is. Just don't hit loot. Yeah. You know, don't roll a one. And you'll hit
don't
the door.
Roll a one. That.
Yep. It's not that a one. Hits. 24 hits.
That's four.
Four more damage.
And then I'll do it again. So that's a 12. Yeah. That's five.
Okay. The sorcerer yells out to you after your punch, keep doing that. I'm seeing it bend. Like the lock itself is starting to deform.
Do I hear it? Is it still heavy rain?
I guess up to you. It's up to you.
We're next to the door. He's on the other side of the door. So I'm
guessing I would say you probably would. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the guard's turn, and after the alarm is sound, three of them come back out and see people at the gate, but they think it's guards, so they're making their way slowly back over you guys at like a light jog. These two guards over here. The one that doesn't have a sword anymore is just going to try to wrestle you to the ground. Bernard, he's a human, and you're a 3 feet tall halfling, so I'm going to give him advantage on his strength or his grapple check. So give me a strength save from you. With advantage, I got a 19.
I got an 18.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, I rolled an 18 too, but he's got plus one to their strength. So he kind of throws down his shield and just like kind of tackles you to the ground. So you are prone now. Okay, that's their turn. Then the one that is in front of Winners is going to pull out his sword and attack him. That will hit. Get slashed across the chest for 3 points of damage.
On me, right?
No, on Winners.
Right, sorry.
Then you don't really know what the rest of the guards. The two guys in the front tower, they can't see any of you, so you're not getting shot. You're lucky for that rainstorm. That's Winter's turn. He's going to just strike back at the guy that striked him. He also hits him for not that much damage. You see him just slash across his chest. Karghez is going to lower his shoulder, take a few steps back, and charge the door again. Oh, man, natural one. He knocks himself out cold. He has his head lowered too hard or too low, like in football. They teach you to keep your head up. That's how you don't get neck injuries, is you have to keep your head up when you're tackling somebody. He does not, and just out cold. Karghez is up against the gate, snoring.
This is going great.
Uh-huh. All right, Bernard.
Right.
You have a human on top of you.
So is he like just over me, or does he like
he's got like, we'll say one of his hands has your wrist, your free-handed wrist, and then like your other hand with your sword is kind of out. You could try to attack, but it would be at disadvantage.
Right. Could Bernard try to just slice the nape, like the back of his neck, having like, I mean, that's a bit of a targeted attack, but yeah, I guess he'll just attack at him.
Yeah, you could, it'd be a hard place to get, but anywhere you attack.
Right, so just with disadvantage, so, yeah. He's just going to try to cut him, but.
Yeah, with a six, that's not going to do it. You're just, you like, you hit him with the blunt, like the flat part of the blade.
that's my action, so that's it.
Okay.
It's going to be my turn.
Alrighty. Well, with that, Valendrian, roll me a perception check for me. Let's see if you can tell there's some guards coming up on your back.
19.
Yeah, you see three guards running over to you. Not sprinting, but they're light jog. They don't have their weapons drawn yet or anything, so you might.
Well, we need to make sure the lock gets broken. Otherwise, this will be a short combat.
Yeah.
I don't. Fuck it. I shoot another burst of magic missiles at it.
All right, that's 11 damage. You see a crack form down the middle of it, but it's still not unlocked.
Burst it, buddy. Sorcerer friend, I don't know your name. And yeah, that's my turn.
It's Bob. No, it's not Bob.
Bob, he's gonna break it.
He's gonna try to, you know, try to keep. And I think he might do it. Nope. It's the crack got bigger, but it's still holding together. Venthro, it is your turn.
Can't do shit. I'm inside a gate that's locked.
Okay. Kronos.
My turn.
That's your thing.
Double punch.
All right. You punch behind the gate. That hits.
Four.
Okay.
And then another punch. And that is 15. Seven. All right.
So you 11. Punch once, and then you punch again, and you hear a crack, and the lock falls off the door.
Nice.
Okay.
Valendarian standing behind the right-hand side door?
Yeah, he's kind of standing in the middle.
Yep. Like, right in front of the lock.
Okay, so if I push the door open, it would knock him out.
I mean, if you push a door open, it's not just going to knock someone out.
Like, I mean, yeah, please don't.
Like, it'll knock him
out. I'm not saying, like,
you
put your last punch, it didn't open the door. The levers are still in.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's done anything with the levers yet. It just, the force from your punch cracked, did the last bit of damage to the lock that it needed to, and it cracked and fell off.
Okay. Then, that's end of my turn.
Okay. The guards make their way up to you. Let's just see if they would have seen the light from the spells.
Probably.
Rolled a five. Wow. They didn't see shit. Mm-hmm. They walk up to you, and the first thing they say to Valendrian is, "Oh, you must have heard the alarm. That's why you have all those weapons on you, right?"
Yes.
Okay, that makes total sense.
Come help us get open that gate.
Why? There's prisoners in there. We need to go find the people.
We need to seize them, restrain them.
But they're locked. Why? Roll a perception check.
You mean deception?
Why would we do that?
Right.
We're under attack. We need to search this camp for any intruders.
Wait, what do you want me to roll?
Persuasion.
Persuasion. I'm sorry. If I said perception, I meant persuasion.
Yeah, you did.
Can I give him a two on his insight check? With Porton.
He hasn't rolled an insight check yet. But if you want, I was going to. Yes, you can give him a two.
I rolled a six.
You need it. You need to give him the two.
You burn one of your divination things, whatever. I think you get two of them. And he's like, okay, I guess so. And he walks up and looks down and sees the lock is broken and looks back up at you and pulls out his sword and swings at you.
Mm. Was worth a try.
Oh, yeah. Does a two hit? Okay. He tries to swing as he's pulling out the, sword from his sheath. So that was like how he attacked you and you just jumped back. The other two behind him are also going to pull out their swords, but they used up all their movement, so they can't attack you guys. Then we will go to the other two guards. The one that's on top of you, Bernard, is going to try to wrestle the sword away from you. So give me a, we'll call this one a dexterity saving throw because you're trying to, no, this is my sword. It's not necessarily strength.
Okay, so you want dex.
Yeah. I rolled 18 on my dex.
19?
18.
No, yeah. He's got it.
He gets the sword away, but that's his turn to do that. He's actually going to get up off you.
His funeral, you know.
He's standing above you now. He's no longer on top.
Does he still have me pinned, like grappled?
No, he let go of you and got up and looks like he's going to try to stab down on you on his next turn.
Understood.
Sergeant Winters the other guard needs to go and attack Sergeant Winters. Misses that time. Now it's Sergeant Winters' turn. He's gonna go. They both miss. They do that super cool thing they do in Star Wars when the lightsabers come together and they're like looking at each other face to face, and then they push away from each other.
I guess anime sword clash.
Any anime sword clash or anything like that, yeah. And then they push away from each other really quick. Karagaz is, let's see if he wakes up. Nope. He's snoring. He's sleeping.
Excuse.
All right. Bernard, back at the top of another turn. It is your turn. You're on the ground. There's a guy with the sword that's about to attack.
So do I still have the shackles with me? Would you say?
Yeah, but I'd say in the commotion of everything, they fell off. But they're like off on the ground next to you, I'd say.
What Bernard would try to do is use the like chain and like the shackles on the end of the chain to kind of use as an improvised weapon to try to stand up and wag the guard across the
noggin. Yeah, just roll a d20. Don't add anything d20. To it.
All right, you got it.
I guess strength you would add to this.
Yeah, it's going to be a minus one.
Okay.
Just a second. Oh, come on. Just let me roll. There we go. That's a 10.
10's gosh, not dang gonna it. Do it. You hit him, but it like hits the part of like a leather piece of armor, so it doesn't do much.
All right. So that's going to be his attack. And that's going to be it for now.
Valindrian.
Yeah. Deception hasn't worked.
No.
Well, kind of told him to open the gate that was already broken.
I know. It was just out of the moment and not really thinking too hard about it.
Oh, smart for a wizard, are you?
Whatever.
Not yet. That one. I will fire a bolt, two bolts. They had like around 10 hit points. Three magic missiles on the guard right next to me.
Okay. Roll your damage.
That's a 7.
7 points of damage. You see three balls of energy just pass through him like he's getting hit by bullets. And he coughs up some blood. Looks pretty damaged.
I'm out of spell slots. Well, should I? No, I don't think I want to risk an attack of opportunity. Could I? No, wait a moment. Would you consider using Mage Hand to? Oh no, it says it's an action.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind then. I thought of maybe using that as a bonus action to pull one of the levers, but then not.
Yeah. Had to be.
That's my turn then.
The sorcerer will pull all the levers and open up the door to the prison so you guys can escape. Then he's going to turn and go 10 and focus on the one that you just did. Ooh, he misses completely. He shoots off a firebolt and it goes way over his head. That's his turn. Vinthro, the doors of the prison just swung open.
Finally, I'll go straight up to the guard that's standing and hitting Valendrian. It's just like, say straight to his face, you have to be the worst guard I've ever seen. Leaving the post and breaking or getting the lock broken, man. Walking up, and then causing by insulting him and then casting mockery. So a saving to wisdom saving throw on 13.
These guys are not wise, but I rolled an 18.
God damn it!
So,
oh well.
He's like, hey man, that's really mean, but fuck you.
And
right, is that your turn?
Well, give me a sec. Give me a sec.
Sack is over.
Well,
I'm giving you a sack.
Yeah, that's my turn because I can't do anything else.
Cool. Kronos, gates open.
Is Kage still snoring?
Oh yeah.
Kage? Who's Kage?
Kagez. Kagez. The dwarf.
Yeah, not your rogue the fucks from.
So as I'm walking towards the door, well, obviously because the man next to me just ran out and died out to them because it obviously opened. And as I'm going out, I look over at Kages and be like, sleep easy. And then, yeah, he's out of it. So I will walk. I'll walk that way. That'll make sense. So I'll go out and I'll stand that side off. Vinthro. Punching the first guy.
Okay, roll your attack.
That
10
is
will not
10.
Hit.
We are rolling so bad.
Then I will I will hit him a second time.
Okay.
That's a 20.
Yes. I believe it's without the 5.
That's a 15. That's 15. Not the 5,
it still hits. It still hits.
Okay.
With 5, you punch him in the side of his head and his eyes go cross-eyed, and there's an indent left from your fist, and he falls over.
Look on the bright side. You kill Steel now.
Again, I did kill Steel.
From Valendrian. The same person you've been stealing kills from.
Valendrian.
Vengeance.
I can't use my key points yet till level 3, right?
2. I don't think... I don't know what you can do with
two.
Them, but...
I don't know if I...
Patient defense, flurry of blows...
Level,
what,
3,
level 2?
You pick out your...
It's if you have key points at level 2.
Yeah, you do. It's like sorcery points. I believe you have as many as your level. So if you're level 5, you have 5 of them. If you're level 2, you have 2 of them.
No,
and then you should be able to do stuff with them. But I don't
know
if you
can
do anything yet. At
I'm level 2, so I've gained 2,
yeah, he
2
can
key points.
Flurry of blows, patient defense, step of wind.
Okay. Oh, so Fear of Blows
is... attack again, you can move farther.
Flare of Blows is 2 attacks as a bonus action. Patient Defense is dodge action as a bonus action. And Step of the Wind is disengage as a bonus action.
So can I do Flurry of Blows on these two guys and attack both of them?
Get 2 melee attacks.
You could... I would. Because if... So wait, does Flurry of Blows give you another attack action or just one more attack?
Nope, it's as a bonus action, you get 2 attacks.
Okay, so you get 3 attacks, but this one you would add the +5 because it's not.
Okay, so
how
this
does he get
one...
3 attacks? You only get 2.
Because doesn't he get to attack again if
he already did
an unarmed strike?
Didn't he? I get the...
He already attacked twice, but he didn't use any key points.
Yeah, I didn't use any key
and
points.
Then key points, that's his bonus action. He's using his bonus action as a key point to get 2 attacks more, not 3.
So technically,
okay,
on a
so
turn,
you can only do that 2 times a day.
Yes.
Yes.
So we've been doing that incorrectly.
No. The unarmed strike that he gets an extra attack is if he attacks. But Flurry of Blows, you get 2 extra attacks.
So you'd get 4 attacks total. 2 of them would be with the +5. 2 of them would not be with the +5.
Yes.
So do 2 more attacks. Yes, you can attack both. One of the attacks, the second attack, you have to take the +5 away.
Okay. So 14.
So I don't know anything about them. 14 does hit the first one.
6.
For 6. Okay.
So then, I'll attack him again.
Yeah, just roll again and we subtract 5.
Yeah.
15 hits.
Oh, 15, nice.
15. And then another 5. So all in all, 11 damage to one of the guards.
Do you want to kill him? In the famous words of Matt Mercer, how do you want to do this?
I would like to do like pow pow, sort of like in the face immediately. So okay. Give a left and a right, and then the other guard would see this.
Yes, yes, he so, will.
Yeah.
All right.
This guy drops.
He is dead.
End turn.
Okay. It's the guard's turn. The guard that is right in the thick of it is gonna step up to you, Kronos, and take a swing with his sword.
Does that mean both my key points gone or just the one?
I'm going to say just one, but yeah. From now on, if you want, I mean, you still can be attacking like you have been, but you yeah. can now do four attacks if you have key points.
If I use a key point, I can do
four
attacks. I'll use up a key point and do another two more attacks. Okay, noted.
Yep. Or the other two things you can do with your key points. Don't forget about yep. those. Okay, he rolled a 4. To hit, so I'm gonna say that misses.
Yeah,
that's his turn. You see three more guards come out of that house that everybody ran into.
Okay,
and they are gonna make their way downtown. They only can do 20 because they already used 10 movement speed. The one in front of you, Bernard, is gonna attack you with the sword. Does a 10 hit?
It doesn't.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah, you just being a short halfling, he swings and you just kind of tuck your head down a little bit and it just goes right over your head. The one in front of Sergeant Winters is going to attack him, hits him. Ooh, Sergeant Winters is not looking good. He coughs up some blood. Another 6 points of damage. Then it is his turn though, Winters' turn, and he is going to stab into the man that just cut him and hits. And that one, you see him, the guard swings an attack, Winters parries the blow and then shoves his blade into his throat and rips off to the right. And you see that guard gurgle on his blood and then fall over and die.
Cool.
Karges, let's roll to see if he wakes up. Watch him just sleep through this whole thing. He's still sleeping. All right. Back at the top of the turn order.
Right. So, do the guards have like helmets?
No.
Or any hood or something like that?
Nah, they might, like a few of them might have hoods, but it's not like extra protection or anything.
Sorry?
Some of them might, yours doesn't. The two that you guys are fighting, just they don't have any hoods or anything.
Right. Wanted to blind him somehow, but what Bernard's going to do instead is just going to use his action to dodge, just try to keep him okay. engaged with
yeah.
himself to get,
okay.
to give Winders a,
cool.
an angle.
Yeah, 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 for sure. I like it. All right, Valindrian, it's your turn.
Yeah, I will step back a bit from the carnage and cast Mind Spike on the remaining guard.
Mind Spike. That's a wisdom saving throw?
Intelligence.
Oh, well, I rolled a 19.
On intelligence?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Then
I rolled a natural 19.
Okay, well.
Plus 0, so.
Well, then that doesn't affect him.
Okay. Yeah, you see like a mist kind of start to form around his head, but then dissipates and he just shakes his head off.
Right.
The sorcerer is going to go and it's also going to move. Whoa, don't make him smaller. There, on the left side of you, Valindrian, and then cast another firebolt. Hits. Ooh, max damage. That one is guard. You see him light up in flames and die. Yep, and then the pouring rain puts out his steaming, burnt, charred body. He is dead. You guys do have three more, though, running at you. Vinthro, it's your turn.
Well, so we see guards coming from the guard tower that was... Okay, I can only move 30 feet, so that would be there. And that would be another... Great. Well, I can... I'll walk up to Valdarion and just take my rapier, please.
I'll hand it to him.
Thank you. I now have my rapier and I am ready to fight. That's my turn, because they're too far away for me to cast any spells.
Cronus, it's your turn.
I will step. I'm guessing I see the guards coming down, do I?
Yeah, you would see that.
Then I would step past the bodies into open ground and ready my action. So I will basically hold my turn until they get close, and then I will attack them.
Just saying this, if you hold your turn, you can only use one attack. You don't get a bonus action.
Even if I use my key? Oh, okay. So
yes,
I can.
You can only use your attack action because you only hold your attack action. You cannot use a bonus action if you hold your attack action. You can use use your action as a dodge action instead, so they don't get, like, they get disadvantage on your attacks.
But, yeah, I'll do that and I'll take my dodge action.
But if you hold your action, you only get one attack.
I will take the dodge action, considering they are, like, what's that? Like 30 feet away from me. So if they use the dash, I will attack them the next turn regardless. So I will dodge action it is.
The one on the right has a halberd. The other two can't reach you, but he can because it has reach.
Yep.
That is a 14 to hit. I think that
does not hit. It misses. Yep.
Yeah, he swings at you and you nimbly dodge away.
Okay.
That's them. Bernard, the one in front of you is going to attack you at a disadvantage, but I got...
Right.
Yeah, I miss. Completely miss. He tries to stab you instead of slicing at you to see if that works, and you're just too small and nimble for him to hit. Now I'm going to let this, he's got a heavy crossbow. There is a guy in the tower that is close to Bernard and Winters, Sergeant Winters. He can hardly see you guys. He is going to take a shot at Winters at disadvantage. Misses, just due to all the rain and everything. He can't really see anything. This guy is going to go 5, 10, make it down to the ground level. All right, that's the guard's turn. Winters is going to attack the guy that's attacking you at advantage because now he's flanking him. When I say you, I mean Bernard. 17 hits. I think that's going to kill him. Yes, this guy... gets Bernard, you're like dodging him, and then all of a sudden you see a blade come through his Adam app and he starts choking on his own blood and dies. Sergeant Winters looks at you and says, "All right, well, let's go meet up with the others.
Let's go.
He's going to 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Moved there. All right, the dwarf's turn. Let's see if he wakes up. He wakes up finally.
Whoa, what happened? Oh, we're fighting? Oh, shit.
10. Hey, Valindrian, did you see my hammers in there? What happened to see any?
Yeah, I got him here with me.
Sweet. He tossed him. He's just got like two handheld, like small war hammers. And he starts. Yeah. He moved 5, 10, 15. So 5, 10.
Didn't he also get up?
Oh, yeah. Dash action. We'll say he'll use his dash action. Yeah, he'll move there. Okay. Back at the top of the round, the rain lets up.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The rain, it's no longer raining. You guys have full sight of everything now.
The alarm is still going off or what?
The alarm is still going off.
Fuck.
Bernard, I'm sorry I skipped past you, but it is your turn.
No worries. Could I use my action to strip the soldier of his shield and weapon?
I'll say bonus action for that. That's not too bonus hard. He's dead and on the ground and there. He did throw away his shield at one point, so it's laying just face down in the mud. And then his sword's just right next to him. So
yeah.
Bonus action to pick that up.
Bernard's going to don it and start running after.
Okay. Don't forget to add plus two to your AC.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And that's going to be his turn.
All right. Valindrian. Is yet then.
Yeah, my turn.
I saw three more guys. You also notice that the up in the tower, off to the right of the prison camp, there was a guard. There's no guard in there anymore, but you can't see him from your location. Just because.
So would I know or would I see where the alarm is?
Yeah, it's
like a bell that's ringing.
Yeah,
or...
it's like a big, really big bell that's ringing on top. It's on top of the building that everybody ran into. So you might think that, depending on how technologically advanced they are, they might either have like a magical system set up, or somebody's literally pulling a string and making the bell ring. It's going to be one of the two.
Yeah, and it's in that house here?
Yes. It's directly in front of you. Yeah, that little cliff side is 10 feet as well.
Yeah.
So if you ran up, you'd have to jump down.
Nah, splitting off now wouldn't be that good. I was thinking about maybe taking out the alarm, but I mean, they're aware of us now anyway, so.
The only thing I'll say is it's all built out of wood and the roofs are hay.
Yeah, the bell is made out of heavy.
Wasn't it raining?
Yeah, it was raining.
Sadly, I don't have.
I'll give you.
Well, I have prestidigitation, and with that, you can light up campfires.
You can light candles from campfires, yes.
Yeah. I'm not going to say enough. You can light. If
and
you lit something and threw something, yes, but I'm not going to say you can light a roof on fire with that.
It also has a range of 60, I think.
Then it becomes, when does a spell become OP, you know?
Yeah.
Especially a cantrip.
True.
It has a range of 10 feet, so good luck crawling up there and setting it
That's
up.
True.
No, I don't want to do that. I will just engage with these other guards that are approaching with Mind Spike again.
Okay. Wisdom. Rolled an 8 this time. So whoever
it's intelligence.
Okay, well, either way, it's still an 8.
Oh, okay. So...
Who are you?
Fuck's sake.
1 damage. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Who is that that you're attacking?
The one that's closest to Kronos.
Okay.
So I guess it's the one with the axe.
Halberd, yeah.
Halberd, yeah.
Okay, you do 1 damage to him. Anything else?
Wizards are so weak at low levels, but it will get better. Don't worry.
Do you think a wizard is weak at low level?
Higher levels, everyone, you can do 2 psychic damage.
Everyone kind of is on low levels, but you know. That's my turn.
All right, the sorcerer is going to run up to get line of sight on the guy you just attacked, the Lindrian, the guy with the halberd, and cast hits. He also did 1 point of damage.
Wow.
This guy has a bad headache, then.
All right, that's his turn, Vinthro.
Well, I still can't hit anybody because I'm not too close. I will move up. Let's see. Let's move up right here behind Kronos. And let's just say, cast Vicious Mockery at the guy with the halberd and say, that weapon is way too big for you, small man.
Okay.
You should probably get a butter knife or something like that. That's way more your style.
And what,
Wisdom save.
Wisdom? That's the wisdom save. Oh, that's a D6. I need a D20. 16?
Motherfucker!
All right. Kronos, you are up.
Yeah, I'm going to step forward. And as me and Bed, we had a discussion regarding my bonus action and the key points. So I can only use my bonus action, which is my second attack. So my unarmed second attack. I can either use that action or I can use the bonus points to use a key point to gain two additional attacks. So I can only use three, not four.
Okay. Yeah. That's kind of what I was wondering.
So I will walk up to the guy with the halberd and I'm going to punch him in the face.
Okay. Roll up. Yep. The first one hits with the 22.
Yeah, that's a six.
That's a six damage.
Does he die?
No, he's still... I mean, then, your punch definitely affected him really well, but he's still up.
Then I will use a key point.
Yep. So your last key point.
My last key point of the day. And I will then attack both the other two guards. So that's 24, so that's another 7 for one of them.
You're not attacking the guy with halberd?
No, I'm attacking one of the other guys with his shields. I'm weakening them.
So, getting ready for kill steal. Okay.
Yeah, you guys can kill steal. And then the other attack will hit the other guy, but it doesn't because it's 7.
Not.
So, I hit the halberd guy and one of the shield in front of me. And I swing at the third guy and miss completely.
Awesome. You you punch the guy in the halberd and then you roundhouse kick the guy with the shield next to him. In his face. All right.
And that's the end of my turn.
All right. It's the guard's turn now. The one with the halberd is going to... move away from you so you can get an opportunity to attack. Or I guess actually he's staying. Never mind.
Oh, okay.
He's staying in your square of attack. I don't know why he looks so weird.
That's because you keep stretching him.
I don't mean
to. Yeah. Oh, now he's really small.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. My wishes mockery worked on him. He's so fine.
He got a 16 to hit you, Vinthro.
Yeah, definitely. I have 11 AC right now.
Okay.
I have no armor on.
He rolled max damage. 8 points of damage.
Ow.
As he slashes you across the chest. The two in front of you, Kronos, are both going to attack you.
Yep.
Both of them miss.
Lovely.
A 9.
Can I grab both blades?
No. I mean, sure, for some good flair, they both swing at you, one from the right, one from the left, and you just grab both the blades by your fingertips and then just toss them away. Not like out of their hands, you just toss
them away. Yeah. Just knock it back.
There is a guy with the crossbow that is appearing into the fight now. 15. He's going to shoot at you, Kronos, because you can see.
Yeah, bring it.
That is a dirty 20 to hit.
That does.
That is a heavy crossbow. So that's a D10. Take 4 points of damage.
4?
Yes, 4. As a bolt kind of scratches your armor, but doesn't really do anything. That's his turn. This crossbow guy's going to go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. 50. He can't see anybody. This guy up on the tower that is looking towards Bernard and Sergeant Winters, he's going to take a shot at Winters because he's kind of behind you, Bernard, and is a human, so he's a lot taller, but misses with an 8. You guys see a couple more. You see the other gate guard appear out of the building. And along with him, you see someone you saw at the beginning who, definitely looks like a captain. This guy is in full plate armor with 2 swords, 2 rapiers, and they're going to make their way 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 10 to get out of there. So that's 15, 20, 25, 30. And they will be joining the fight soon. Winners is going to go and just going to keep running. We've 50 with the dash action. Just sprints ahead of you, Bernard. Karges is going to just run into the fight. 25.
Should be 30. Just behind me, right?
Just behind you. So he can't do anything. He's going to hold his action in case anybody runs up to him and attacks him, just because he doesn't want to use the bonus action for dash. Bernard, back at the top of the turn. It is your turn.
Right. He is just going to sprint using his dash action to get as far ahead as he can. That's going to be it for now.
As you get to that brazier that is not lit in the corner of the prison, well, not the camp, but like the walls that hold all the prisoners in the middle of this camp, you see a guy with his heavy crossbow, and he does clock you guys. And he starts to raise his crossbow at you. You also see three dead guards laying on the ground and your friends in the midst of combat. In the midst of combat. All right. Velindrian. Says yet then. You actually have a little walking up to where you are. You have a little down look of about like 10 feet. Oh, so you can like shoot over people's heads and stuff without worrying about hitting people.
Yeah. I don't actually have a ranged cantrip like Firebolt. So I would just try and focusing with my Mind Silver on the guy with the pole arm.
All right. I got to beat 13, I think, intelligence. I rolled a 19.
Yes.
Why are you so good at rolling saves?
Saves?
You
should have
rolling
idea.
Attacks.
And you know what's really bad is I'm not adding anything to these guys' saves. Like, you guys have, like, bonuses to your saves. I'm just doing a just base 20 for their
standard
saves.
Standard rolls.
Just
wow.
Rolling really high when it comes to saves and really low on anything else. All right.
Yeah, spell's a bit underwhelming as I thought it would be. But yeah, nothing more to be done right now.
Sorcerer's going to go, and he's just going to do another Firebolt at the... I'll say the guy with the halberd. 19 to hit. It's a D10. Oh yeah, I think that guy might go down. The guy with the halberd gets lit up on fire and looks very hurt, but is barely standing. No, wait. No, he's dead. I'm sorry. I miscounted. He is fully dead, charred, falls over to the ground, and dies.
Nice.
Okay. That's his turn. Vinthro. Then.
I would like to cast Healing Word on myself as a bonus action.
Okay.
So that is 5 health for me. Hell yeah. Okay, and I will move up to the first guard that is right next to Kronos and attack him with my rapier.
Okay.
It's a 22 to hit.
You definitely hit.
It's way easier to just hit with my weapons like this. That's a 7.
How do you want to do this?
I will just step in the leg. Yeah, stab him in the leg.
Okay. Stab
like
him in
the hip where
the artery is.
Main, yeah, artery is. Watch him bleed out.
It starts with an F, or maybe? I don't know. The artery in your thigh, you stab in, cut open, and it's just skirting, you know, blood is just pouring out of his thigh. He grabs hold of it and rolls around on the ground until he bleeds out to death.
Femoral? Was that the word?
Yeah, I think so. It's something like that.
Anyway, he bleeds out.
You hit back down below, behind the cross.
You hit the artery in the thigh, and yes. He bleeds out, and he dies. All right, Kronos.
I'm gonna see this, and I'm going to punch the guy in the face. I like saying that for some reason. That is an 18.
Yeah, that hits for sure.
That's 7.
Okay. Yeah, you hear his chest cavity crack as you punch him in the chest, but he's still standing, gasping for air.
Second attack. So unarmed without the plus five.
That's a 14. 14. That still hits. Yep.
And then that's another five.
Five. Okay. He goes down.
Okay.
He goes down. He's dead.
Okay. Turn around to my colleagues behind me. And with the arms outstretched, be like, huh?
All right. It's the guard's turn now. This guy with the crossbow is going to fire at you, Kronos. With a 18 to hit.
Yep, that hits.
Okay. For 7 points of damage, as a crossbolt finds its way in between your armor and sticks into your wood.
I lower my arms as I get hit.
Yep. The other crossbow guy is going to spin around and shoot a bolt at you, Bernard. Only rolling a 3, so that's a 6. So I'm guessing that misses.
That's gonna miss, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's his turn. This guy, how far is that shot? Oh, yeah. Yeah. No way. He's gonna start crawling down from the tower. He'll be able to get to there, and he'll still take a shot at Winners with disadvantage.
Weird thing to say. What happened to the prisoners that were with us?
They bolted, right?
A lot of them died, and then a lot of the rest of them just took off running after the fight was over. Like, a lot of the people you recruited just died, and then I'm just saying, as this is happening, the ones that were still alive that were going to help fight are, like, protecting the people inside that were left in the camp, which is only, like, another 20 prisoners, but they're not choosing to fight, so they're just inside protecting them in case somebody came in to try to start killing prisoners, unarmed prisoners. Then the guard captain, or who looks like a guard captain, and the another halberd guy makes 30. Yep, they get there. Winners is going to 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Start running to the guy at the halberd, or with the crossbow that just shot at you, Bernard. Gages is going to 10, 15, 20. Gets up to the guy, the second guy that came out with the halberd, that's standing next to the guy that looks like the guard captain, and attack him with his hammers. Rolled a natural 1. Yeah, misses completely and hits the ground with his hammer. So yeah, that happens.
Never get to use my thunder wave.
I don't know why the grid's so messed up on this map. Bernard.
Right. So would this be 525? Because it's a lot of diagonal movement. So
Yeah, that's fine. Diagonal is still fine.
Okay, so he can move up to here.
Yep.
With his shield up, and he's just gonna swing with his longsword one-handed, try to get a 6.
6 does not do
that's
it
not gonna
you.
Cut it.
You swing, and he like blocks it with the butt of the crossbow.
Right, no worries. That's gonna be my turn.
Valindrian, is it then?
Again, trying to focus the mind silver on an enemy.
Okay.
Intelligence save.
Yep. 4.
4, all right.
Yeah, with nice armor.
Oh, no, not that one. Sorry.
That's mending.
Well, oh, for fuck's sake.
1 point of damage.
Hey, look at the bright side. I have not done any damage with my vicious mockery so far.
Ah, god damn it.
All right, is that your turn?
Yes.
All right.
Are you done tickling?
Sorcerer is going to use another firebolt against the one that has the 2 rapiers and the nice looking armor, but completely misses with a 5. That's their turn. Then throw. Is it then?
Finally, I can use my goddamn fucking thunder wave. I will move. Where was it again? It was up there. Move up here.
Okay.
And then I'll use Thunder Wave. Everybody within a 15 feet has to make a dex save.
Okay.
I'll just
natural one for the fancy looking guy. Is that the only guy you can hit, I'm guessing?
No, 15 feet, so both of them.
18 for the second guy.
Okay, so if they succeed, they don't get knocked away from me.
Okay.
And take half damage.
Okay, so
that if they don't succeed, they get knocked away from me.
Okay.
I think it is.
Let's see. One second.
Yes, and it can be heard from 300 feet away, just saying. And they get put 10 feet away if they don't succeed.
Okay, so 10 feet in, we'll just say that direction. That guy succeeded. Okay.
So half damage on him. Yeah, that's... And is any of my allies looking hurt right next to me?
I don't know. Is anybody looking hurt right next to him?
Yes. Allies? Kronos is looking hurt, but Kronos can't really...
Too bad I can't... Too bad
leaking
I can't
some oil. He's leaking some oil. Hmm.
Well, I you wouldn't see me, but my character is also hurt.
Okay. Well,
but cannot see you really.
That's my turn.
Okay. Kronos, it's your turn.
Yeah. So I will go headlong into the fight. Standing next to the dwarf, as I go walk over. Arm is outstretched and the staff comes out of my hand. What is that? So that's a two-handed strike.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That is 20. That's 7.
Okay.
So if I use a bonus action, it's like a bare hand, right? Like would
they? Yeah, it's just your unarmed.
So it's unarmed.
You have to do... Is it... Okay, I'm sorry. Just as a DM, because I don't know Monk very well either. Is that when it's only an unarmed strike to begin with, or because a quarterstaff is a monk weapon, he can do that?
It's because it's a monk weapon.
Okay.
It's either an unarmed or a monk weapon he can use it with.
It is.
Okay, so I'm going to say I don't care, you know, at me, bro, if this is wrong or not, but since you already have your quarterstaff in your hand and you can hit people with either side instead of using your fist, you will just, it's kind of like the pole arm. If you hit them with one eye, you can use the end to smack them. So anytime you have your quarter staff out, you just roll again with your quarter staff. Anytime you use unarmed strike, it'll be with your unarmed. It's still always minus the 5, but
it doesn't say it's the minus 5.
Bonus actions are always minus 5.
Okay.
Bonus actions don't get extra.
Feats out there. Monk might even have one just in the class of monk, but I think there are feats to help you with that.
So then so this attack would be a second time
quarter staff attack, minus 5 to the attack. Because I think that's cool. I don't know what you guys think.
So that's 10.
10 will not hit him. So you spin it around in your hands to try to hit him again, but he brings up his pole or his halberd to stop it. And parry it away.
Okay. End turn.
All right. Guard with the crossbow is going to shoot at you, Vinthro, because you are the closest to him.
Yep.
That is a 9.
That's not hit.
Hell yeah. Bolt goes flying past your face and misses you completely. The guy with the halberd, it's a reach weapon, so he will take disadvantage if he attacks you guys. He is going to have to. So with disadvantage, he definitely misses. He was swinging at Karges, the dwarf, and he misses completely. The guard captain, you said they just get pushed back 10 feet or get knocked
down? Yeah, they get pushed 10 feet.
That's okay. It. He's going to step up 5, 10, 15, 20 towards you, pull out both of his rapiers. He's going to take his first attack. With an 18 to hit.
Yeah.
For 6 damage.
Yeah.
His second attack is a 16.
Yeah.
Does that hit?
Yeah. Yeah, I have 11 AC.
Another point, just a single point of damage with his second attack.
I only have 11 AC. I don't have armor on.
I need red
armor. It's only 12.
His turn. Let me rotate him around so it looks a little better for you guys. Let's see. This guy with the heavy crossbow over fighting with Winters and Bernard. He's gonna step back, so get attack of opportunity, Bernard.
You got it.
Shoot at you guys.
Swing.
20 hits for sure.
All right, that's that's three slashing.
Three. Okay. Yeah. He is looking hurt, but still up. Okay. He rolled a 15 to hit you, Bernard.
That matches my AC.
Okay, so that just is going to the bolt. You lift up your shield very quickly as the bolt lodges it in it. Now the shield has a bolt in it, but you take no damage. Perfect, perfect. The one guy back here is going to go right there. Okay. Sergeant Winters is going to step around you and charge. So 5, 10, 15, 20 to get up to him. With the guy with the crossbow and take a slash at him with his long sword. He hits and cuts him down. You see him just cleanly decapitate his head. Clear off. And this guy is dead. Then he used the rest of his movement, which is his 10 feet. 10. Come on, Bernard. We must save our friends. And he'll run that way. Gargis is going to swing his hammer, his war hammer, at the guy with the halberd. That is a d8. That's not what you roll to hit people with. He does hit, though. Halbergs do d8s, right? I think.
Yeah, I believe they do.
Wait.
Yeah, halberd? I think it does. I think they're versatile with d8.
It's 1d10.
Yeah.
It's d10. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me reroll.
2d8 was the battle axe.
2d6, okay. You mean?
He does.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
So he slams into the side of this guy with the halberd. Kronos, you would hear a break of some sort. Ooh. Potentially bone. But he's still standing. And that's Karga's turn. Bernard, it is yet then.
Right.
Back at the top of the turn order.
Good old Bernie is just gonna dash.
Dash.
You dash there.
You dash high. I see what you did there. That's funny because the country's named you.
Inspiration?
Dash,
you no, it's fine.
Yeah. Yes, please take inspiration. You know what's fucked up is I made this new little thing that I'm hanging on my board. And it says, do not forget about concentration. Do not forget about inspiration. So, yes, please take inspiration.
You know the fun part about it? I can also give inspiration.
Oh,
that's the one. Yes.
He dashed, he got inspiration. That's going to be his turn.
Okay.
Just trying to get to his friend
yes.
With his goods.
Very good. Very good. Valindrian. Hey, I know your name now, by the way.
Yeah, that's good.
Once today.
That
now he's
going to
run away from me.
he will move down from that hill and again, trying to cast the same spell at the person again. But the thing I have forgotten all this time now. Let me post the description of it too.
I rolled a 16.
Ugh. Yeah, wait. It's when I hit the target, on the next time I do that, you subtract 1d4 from its next saving throw. So okay. If you would roll a 1d4, please.
Got a 15.
A 1d4?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's a minus
that.
One.
Yeah. I
okay. Yeah, well, then that doesn't affect it anyway.
Yeah, okay. So he saves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorcerer is going to... ...15, and he sees that Vindro's in trouble. He's going to cast his last level 1 spell, a Chaos Bolt. It hits, and he's going to turn it into acid damage, so that's 2d8 plus a d6.
On who?
on the guy, the guy that looks like the guard captain.
Oh, okay.
That the guy that's right next to you. Me. Yeah. So hopefully, I get this. Can do a lot of damage, or it can do a lot of not damage. Not bad. Not bad. 6 plus 7.
I didn't realize it was a god captain. I'm fucked. Help.
Heal.
15 I'm points of bad. Damage as acid starts to eat away at his armor. But he looks like he's still up and just fine.
And just fine, you say?
Yeah. He's already taken a decent amount of damage. 9 points yeah. of your, and then yeah. just he just took 15 points. So, but he still looks fine. So yeah.
Great. Oh fuck.
That's the sorcerer's turn, Vinthro. It's you then.
I'll like to use my action to disengage.
Yeah, and like
because
I said,
I'm
this
looking
guy.
Rough.
Yeah, this guy definitely looks like a guard captain. He's got two scimitars. He's in full plate. Nice, big, fancy helmet. He definitely looks like he's a lot stronger than the people you guys have been fighting. Okay, so you disengage
and
you run away.
I'm going this way. And then I'm using my bonus action to heal myself.
Heroic retreat is what I like to call that.
Yes, and then I'm using my bonus action to heal healing word myself.
Cool.
That's a d4 plus my charisma.
All right. Heal up.
That is. Oh, great. 5 again.
Okay. Hey, it's better than nothing, right?
Yeah.
Cronus.
I'm not looking bad anymore.
I'm smacking. Where I just heard that crack come from, I'm smacking this guy in the ribs, two-handed staff-wise.
Hell yeah. Ooh, hate to see it. Natural one. As you hit him in his ribs, he like anticipates it and like twists the quarterstaff out of your hands with his like the staff of his halberd. Like he locks it up in like his arms and kind of like twists it out, and it just drops to next to you.
Is he looking hurt?
He does look hurt. Yeah.
Then I will use my second unarmed strike since I'm now unarmed, and I'll punch him in the face.
Yeah, okay. So, 14. Not gonna do it.
Oh, then I'm gonna miss him.
Yes. He dodges. He just kind of, you know, does that boxer kind of dodge. I don't know what you call that.
End of my turn.
Okay. It's the guard's turn. The guy with the heavy crossbow is going to take a shot at the sorcerer now, since that is the easiest target for him. Hits the sorcerer for... Okay. Okay. Then we'll just go down the screen. The guard captain will turn to the sorcerer and move. This is not going to be good for the sorcerer. Towards the sorcerer and takes two attacks.
One of these will be a 4. The first one.
Okay, the first one, that's good because it hit. The second one also hits, but that really definitely helped out. Oh yeah, it was only 2 points of damage. Sorcerer is looking pretty hurt, but still standing. Good looking out. Good looking out. The halberd guy is going to take disadvantage again to attack you, Cronos, because he's using a reach weapon and you're within 5 feet. Gets a 3.
That does not hit.
That completely misses. Who is left of the guards? Just a few left. He's going to dash again. 5, 10, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 60. Okay. That's all he can do. He can't see anybody. This guy's going to dash. That's 10. No, that's 15. So that's 20, 20, 60. Okay. You can hear that the bell stops ringing.
Hey.
And a guard comes out, just your standard looking guard comes out of the patrol, or where are the house, where all the guards were coming out of. So that's 10 feet. 30, 35, 40, 40, 40, 60. Okay. He comes running right up next to you, Kronos, right like in front of you. Yeah, just like I said, just looks like a typical standard guard, just wielding a longsword, no shield. That is everybody for the guards, I believe. And it is Winter's turn. He's just going to do the dash action as well. Karges is going to swing at the guy with the halberd, hopefully taking him down. Hits. Ayo, that's his first time hitting. And does take down that guard with the halberd. Actually, that was his second time hitting. Incorrect. Incorrecto. Okay. Back at the top of the turn order, Bernard.
All right. He is again going to just use dash to get to Valendrian. Just gonna you got my stuff?
Yeah, here is it. And I'll hand him his stuff.
Yeah. For this turn, he's just gonna drop his longsword on the ground.
Nobody's getting armor or anything. It's just your weapons. Yeah, so just your weapons and journal for you.
Yeah. There's no backpack or anything had previously, right?
No.
Good. No. That's good to know.
But you guys, if you don't die, we'll have a whole camp to raid, so.
True.
Yeah.
But, okay, so you got your stuff. That was a bonus action?
That's going to be it.
Okay. Yeah, because you did. You probably had to use.
I did dash.
Oh, okay. I got you. Valindrian, thanks for keeping me honest, because honestly, if I didn't remember anything, you guys could cheat so easily.
What's the point?
All right. Yep, Valindrian.
Valindrian moves behind Kronos and casts Mending on him, on his mechanical body.
Does that work?
Oh. How much healing did it give him?
I like it. Even if it's not supposed to work, I like it.
It is in the book that you can mend them
and will bend. That's cool as fuck. I like
it. But you cannot heal them with healing
work. I love Warforged so much. It's so cool.
You cannot heal
How much was that? D4 healing or what?
What is it equivalent to?
What did you say, Bear?
I think it's the same as a D4. Just straight up D4.
D4?
Yeah.
Well, you get two back at least.
That it's could be something. A difference
between life and death.
I mean, it could.
I could roll a one. If you had two hit points, you'd still have one left. Okay.
Yeah, that's his turn.
Next up, Sorcerer. Looking pretty fucked up. Disengage, running away from the captain. 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 30. Okay, that's his turn. Then throw. If it's yet then. What do you do? Bear?
Yeah, I can't really do anything. I can throw an insult at the captain guard.
Sure, why not? What do I need to make? Wisdom?
Wisdom saving throw.
11.
Hey, he fails!
Heyo!
That's a D4 damage.
What did you say to him?
Roll it up. Yeah, what do you say to him?
Four physical damage.
Sweet.
Did your mom teach you how to hit people when they're running or tactical retreating from you?
Yeah.
Well, you suck!
Oh, that's real mean, man. That's real.
He takes four damage.
All right.
And I will.
Yeah, I noted it.
Back behind Bernard.
Okay. You see a little blood come like trickling out of the side of his mouth, and he wipes it away, and he's kind of breathing a little heavier than he was.
I'll just pet Bernardus with a, you got this guy.
Kronos, it is your turn. A new guard just ran up and is right in front of you.
So I use a movement to pick up my weapon, right?
I would say, yeah, I mean, sure, why not? 10 feet of your movement.
I'll pick up my weapon and I will two-handed strike with this quarterstaff.
Okay. Yeah, that definitely hits.
It's a six.
Okay.
And then I'll hit him again. Do you say I get to use the weapon twice?
Yes, if you're using your weapon twice, your second attack okay, will
so
be.
So second attack. Ooh, natural one.
It doesn't go out of your hand this time because it's so you technically got a one because minus the five, but it doesn't matter. It's still a natural one. Yeah, he just parries it away. Nothing like super bad happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
End of turn.
All right. Guard's gonna go. The captain is going to come up to you. Oh, I guess technically it's not his turn yet. Crossbow guy will attack Karges. Shoot a crossbow bolt. Rolls a 8, so misses. That's his turn. Now the captain will go, and he will walk up to you, Bernard, and look down on you because you're so short. He is a human. Imagine. He's going to take two attacks at you.
All right, go for it.
One is a 23 to hit. The other is 6.
I think the 23 will go through.
Just making sure. Only 1 point of damage. As he... it's really more... He hits your shield and just the force behind the first attack. You're fucking arm that your shield's attached to like bruises up a bit. That's really all it is. Okay, that's his turn. Oh, the rest of the guards need to go real fast. There's one guy over here. He comes around the corner with a crossbow and is going to shoot at Winters, getting a 10 to hit, but he's got 12 without armor of his dexterity, so that misses. This last guy is coming. He's dashing, still can't see you guys, and that's it for the guards. Karges is going to step onto this dead body and attack the guard that just came out and attacked you, Kronos. He hits, doing nice. Some decent damage. He's looking pretty bad. After getting hit with a hammer on the side, he like brought up his shield, but Karges hit the shield and he like fell down to a knee. That's Karges's turn. Back at the top of the turn order, Bernard. Is it then? Right. You got the guard captain right in front of you.
United with his family heirloom, he will try to drive the rapier right into the captain. The 12.
12 will not do it, though.
Gosh, dang it.
Yeah, you just being so small, you jump up and try to do it and just don't make it pass his plate, and it just hits his plate now.
And that's going to be it.
Okay.
To reposition a bit, and that's that.
All right. Lindrian, to see it then. What do you...
Yeah, again, trying to cast Mind Silver on this guy.
Hit. He rolls a 13.
That's exactly my spell safety.
All right, so it
does he not roll like a d4 if you attack him a second time?
Oh, yeah. That was only when from the next saving throw it makes, so it's only it applies one time. I would need to cast it round after round again keep applying it.
Okay.
But I healed you, so that
you
doesn't...
You still hit. I mean, 13 all, match always goes to the player, so...
right, so it's...
So roll your damage for him. One, okay.
Oh, fuck this day, man.
Bernard, you have some more blood come out of his mouth, just like kind of trickle out of his mouth for some reason. All right. Sorcerer is going to go, and they are going to... how far can Firebolt go? 120? Close enough to that guy in the back. Oh yeah, Firebolt at that guy. With the... He hits. So the guy that ran around the corner behind everybody with the heavy crossbow just got hit by a Firebolt from the Sorcerer. Doing some damage. Okay, Vinthro, it's your turn.
Okay, I will peek up. Well, not peek up. I'm literally standing above Bernard, because I'm higher than him, I'll just look over to the guard captain straight in the eye and just like, my grandma is dead and she hit harder than you. This is Muggery.
Okay. That's a wisdom.
Yep.
8.
He fails.
Hey man, that's really hurtful. And you see him start to tear up.
That is another... That is... 6 damage.
Okay. He is looking pretty hurt after that.
No, only 3. Sorry. I don't add my bonifier.
Okay.
It's only 3.
He still looks pretty hurt.
I'll bow down behind Bernard and just tap him on the shoulder. Remember when you killed that guy last summer? Yeah, do that again, and I'll cast inspiration on him.
Nice.
So you now have a d4. You can roll with every thing.
Got it.
So add that to the roll.
Did I skip somebody? No. I think Kronos, it is your turn.
The guy next to me is going to 200 staff to the face.
Sweet.
No, he's not.
8 does not hit. I'm sorry.
Second attack.
13 does hit. Oh, wait. Yeah. Oh. I'm so confused. Do we minus the 5?
Yeah, it's a bonus action.
Okay, so no, you don't hit. I'm sorry.
Wow, 2 attacks and I don't hit.
Yep, you just swing wildly 2 times and now, unfortunately, you miss both.
Okay, end of my turn.
Guard's turn. The guy with the crossbow, heavy crossbow that is on the right side of the map, shooting down, is going to shoot down at Karghez now. Misses with a 6. The guard captain's gonna go again. Oh my god. I rolled a 3 and a 4. So that's gonna be
that's
9.
That's rough, buddy.
9 and fucking 8.
That's
rough. So he misses both times. You're just too short. He's used to facing people that are either bigger than him or same height. He doesn't really fight halflings that much. The crossbow guy that came around the back side of everybody is going for the sorcerer, but misses with a 9. God damn, everybody is rolling low today. The last crossbow guy is finally coming and showing himself and is going to attack you, Valindrian.
Mm-hmm.
Gets a 11 to hit. Does that hit?
11 is my armor class.
Okay, that misses. All right. It's Winter's turn. He is gonna keep.
Does the guy next to me not attack?
Oh shit, did I forget about him? My bad. Yeah, he's gonna attack you. Thank you for reminding me. But he rolled a 3. 6.
Okay, and no.
Yeah, so he misses. He hits you, but it just like, again, just like anybody else hits you, just his like whole sword's vibrating and it goes into his body.
Okay.
Now it's Winter's turn and he still can't. Oh, wait, he might be able to. 25, 30. Yes, he can. He's going to make his way standing next to you, Bernard, and strike at the guard captain. Fucking doesn't hit. He swings his sword, but the guard captain lifts his shield, or doesn't have a shield, lifts up one of his rapiers and parries it away. Karghez is gonna go now and is just gonna attack the guard, the last guard with the long sword. Fucking gets a 6, misses. Man, Bernard, is it then?
So you're saying we use flanking in these games, right?
Yes. Oh yeah.
So he's just gonna reposition to get to the side of the captain.
Yep.
And he's gonna stab.
Yep, remember your plus 4 or your row of 4.
And plus 4.
17.
So 19.
So, yeah, that hits. 19 hits.
Awesome. And he's going to deal 6 minimum damage, but 6 piercing damage.
All right. That was enough. How would you like to do it?
Essentially, he would try to get underneath his, like, at the belt area. So underneath his breastplate.
Yeah.
And just stab upwards, and, like, through his gut and into... Yeah. Like beneath the rib cage.
All right. And as
let him
you
bleed out.
Do that, he gargles and says, oh, I'm sorry, mama. I'm sorry. And then dies. And all the all the other, just because the only guards that are remaining are the longsword guy who is practically dead, and the crossbow guys, is they drop their weapons and they surrender. Donard, we'll let you go. You're free to go. And that is combat over.
Just walk over the captain and look down at him. You just got beaten by a guy half your size.
You mean that, right?
More
that
blood execution? Comes out of his mouth.
Is the guy in front of me still alive?
Yeah, yeah. But everybody, like, all they drop their weapons and are on all their knees, like surrendering.
Okay.
Because their captain is now dead. So it's like, what's the point of fighting these guys? Because they just killed the captain. So we're not going to fight anymore.
Hmm.
That's... Don't you dare punch him in the face.
I kind of want to.
Don't you dare.
What's your alignment? Want to. Because it might change.
Unknown.
You don't
right
have
now.
To be lethal. You can just knock him out.
I will.
Can I push him over to the sure. ground?
Yeah,
I just want to push him to the ground.
Over. Falls over. All right, so yeah, you guys effectively have at this point the rest of the members of the prisoners that were helping you, that were defending the 20 so prisoners that were left here. They come out and kind of handcuff the four remaining guards and lock them in the prison. And you guys effectively now have control over this camp.
Nice.
Hey, nice camp.
And I think that is where we will end today's session. We'll pick up right here with you guys just ending the battle, and we will see what happens on the next episode of The Lost City of Nekka'amu.